SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Dit is SBS Dutch.
Lieve heersbeestjes zijn bij velen geliefd en sommigen geloven dat hun felle kleuren en stippen geluk brengen. Het kleine kevertje wordt nu, dankzij onderzoek van Murdoch University, ook ingezet als ongediertebestrijder in de landbouw. PhD-onderzoeker Shovon Chandra Sakar is er namelijk in geslaagd lieve heersbeestjes te trainen om ongedierte op te eten. Namelijk de zeer invasieve bladvlooien die het gemunt hebben op tomaten en aardappelplanten.
We bring them in our lab and we had a big colony of them. So yeah, from there I collect the seaweed and train them and then mimic this experiment in the glasshouse area.
Meneer Sakar ontdekte dat wanneer lieve heersbeestjes vroeg genoeg in hun levenscyclus kennis maakten met de bladvlooien, ze hen konden leren herkennen als hun favoriete prooi. De tomatenbladvloo kan zorgen voor een oogstverlies van meer dan 50%. Ook kan het de ernstige bacteriële zebra chipziekte verspreiden in aardappelen en tomatenplanten.
When you cut the potato, you can see the black and white. And for the plant, this seaweed can suck the chlorophyll, you know, that used by plant to make their food. So once that they are decreasing chlorophyll content from the plant, and on the other way, they also affect the potato itself.
Bladvlooien voeden zich ook met paprika, chilipeper, gooiobessen, tamarillo, aubergine en zoete aardappelgewassen. Meneer Sakar werkte aan twee verschillende type lieve heersbeestjes. Eén afkomstig uit Australië, de Coccinella transversalis, en een niet-inheemse, die Podamia virigata.
I worked on two ladybirds. One is native to Australia and another one introduced in 2002. In Queensland, and now it's all over in Australia. They both are commercially available, that's why I choose these two, so the grower can buy from the company. And other ladybirds we did not try, maybe we can try in future.
Beide soorten lieve heersbeestjes kunnen door boeren online worden gekocht, en volgens onderzoeker Sakar kunnen ze gemakkelijk worden getraind om ongedierte te bestrijden. Dr. Mary Whitehouse is gedragsecoloog aan de Macquarie University en zegt dat dit zeer nuttig zou kunnen zijn.
A number of different websites, that a number of different suppliers of biological control agents, and they include and the products they include are ladybirds. It's interesting that the work that's been shown here has them trained to focus on phacelids, and that is interesting. So that would possibly, if you were to use that commercially, then you'd want to work with one of these suppliers of biological control agents to actually say that the animals you're receiving had been trained on these pests.
Paul Jumaina, universitair hoofddocent aan de Universiteit van Melbourne, gespecialiseerd in duurzame landbouw, zegt dat er een aantal verschillende manieren zijn waarop boeren lieve heersbeestjes en andere nuttige insecten zouden kunnen gebruiken.
I guess the first is, as you've mentioned, introducing these beneficial insects into a cropping system. So for example, there are a number of different commercial insectaries in Australia that actually breed up these beneficial insects, and they sell them to farmers. And so they can be bought and they can be sent out to a particular farmer's property, and then they can release those beneficial insects into their particular cropping system. So that's a really effective way to achieve biological control. But of course, a lot of these beneficial insects already persist and are already present in a lot of our natural ecosystems already.
Professor Jumaina zegt dat het een kwestie is van het behoud van deze nuttige insecten die al in de Australische landbouwlandschappen voorkomen. Wetenschappers wenden zich steeds meer tot dit soort methoden als alternatief voor landbouwchemicaliën, die vaak minder effectief zijn omdat ze in de loop van de tijd resistentie ontwikkelen.
Yeah, look, one of the, I guess, the challenges that we face here in Australia, but perhaps also more broadly in other countries as well, is I guess we do use insecticides and indeed other pesticides in our farming systems. And as I mentioned, they're very effective. They work very well. But unfortunately, sometimes the pests that we're actually trying to target evolve resistance to those chemicals. And so unfortunately, that there presents a real dilemma for growers and for farmers, because the chemicals that they were using to achieve pest control may no longer work. And so, you know, sometimes there are other chemicals that they might be able to choose as an alternative, but often there may not be.
Dr. Whitehouse zegt dat het gebruik van nuttige insecten, zoals het lieveheersbeestje, in combinatie met een veelzijdige, geïntegreerde aanpak van ongediertebestrijding, kan worden gebruikt als alternatief voor chemicaliën.
I think it's great. I think what he's found suggests that you can target your beneficial on a particular prey. And I think there may be a use for that. So when you are augmenting a crop, you have a particular problem with the phacelids, and you can buy in ladybirds that have been raised on phacelids, or whose parents have been raised on, you know, the females have eaten phacelids, so their offspring are more likely. That's what I think his research was suggesting. Then that could be very useful.
Dit was een verhaal van Hannah Kwon voor SBS Nieuws, in het Nederlands geproduceerd door SBS Dutch.
Wil je nog meer soortgelijke verhalen? Luister via Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify of waar je je podcasts dan ook vandaan haalt.